They were first detained by officers of a survey brig off the coast of Long Island.
Can only assume that the charge is murder.
We do hereby claim salvage on the high seas of the Spanish ship La Amistad and all her cargo.
Your Honor!
Here are the true owners of these slaves.
These slaves, Your Honor, are by rights the property of Spain.
You and this young so-called lawyer have proven you know what they are. They're Africans. Congratulations. What you don't know is who they are.
This could take us all one long step closer to civil war.
Immediately surrender these goods!
Our president has appealed the decision to our Supreme Court.
Find the lobby! Yeah, you get it! You work off our people!
We have to try the case again.
Welcome, people, to Throwback Tuesday, episode 77. I am one of your hosts, the Phenomenal One.
I am Z.
And I am drinking, like always. It is around that time to be drinking, so...
When isn't time for you to drink?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know.
Do you carry a flask with you?
I know come December I'm going to be drinking a lot, because you saw that calendar. I got a lot of fucking podcasts to do in December.
It's pretty much daily. You're recording the show daily. Well, thankfully, Gotham and Walking Dead are going their mid-season break, so...
Yeah, so, like, those are about to end, so... Well, Gotham just ended, so just gotta do one more show for that, and then Walking Dead got one more episode, which is the time we're recording as it comes on today, so... So those will be done with, so that kind of makes it a little bit more, but once you get later into December, you see all those best and worst and all the specials we doing and shit like that, yeah... I'll be drinking hard that week.
You're going to turn into a full-blown alcoholic just this month. Yeah.
With some smog in my eggnog. Come on now. I like it because the wife came in when she saw me making that calendar to send you. She was just like, wow, so you're only free on Mondays? Mondays? I was just like, oh, man. She said, sucks to be you. I was like, you fucking...
Why don't you ever bring her on to a podcast?
I brought her on there was a bonus show Mia Wayne just did or whatever. She was on there for a little bit.
Oh, was that the one just posted?
Yeah, she was on that for a little bit. We was talking to Wayne or whatever, and there was a I forgot which I think she joined us for a Walking Dead one time. But then she usually just her mind goes else places and she just walks away. She doesn't have an attention span to do podcasts and that. It's amazing how my attention span can save it.
It's true.
Oh, that's because we have to do this. See, the people of the future needs us.
It's true. We need those we need that podcast award.
Yeah, bio digital jazz, man.
I know what that means.
I forgot to bring that up last week in Tron when Jeff Bridges said that.
Oh.
That's when I knew the dialogue was horrible. I was just like, okay. Bio digital jazz, man. I was like, what did he just say?
Oh, Bridges.
Yeah, speaking of that podcast award, man, I looked into that, man. Man, nominations was back in October last year.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on this year, because obviously you brought it up to me last week as well. They got bought by New Media Expo.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing anything about nominations.
And the guy did like a video thing of how he sold the podcast awards to New Media Expo and how some of the rules may change and blah, blah, this and that. And I was like, oh, god damn it. They're still keeping the date together with April being the announcement of the winners and shit.
Oh, last year was January, wasn't it?
What was that?
Wasn't it January last year?
I think so, yeah. It was like January 5th or something, right?
Because I watched that piece of shit.
Yeah, I remember I watched it too, because remember I texted you, motherfucker! You son of a bitch! I think I watched it at my mom's house too, because I remember all I heard was like, hey, P1, what you want to do? I was like, motherfucker! Oh, yeah, mom, I wasn't talking to you. Sorry. Yeah, so, Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll start the nominations in January this year since it's in April. I don't know. But they were talking about since it's the 10th anniversary of the podcast award, they're doing a podcast Hall of Fame this year as well.
Well, you probably have to win awards to get onto that thing, though, probably.
And you know what I said when I saw that? I said, I want that. I want that now.
Film Sack will beat you.
I don't even know what the fuck it is, but I want it. I just want it.
They'll pick Film Sack over you.
Oh, motherfucker, you.
I really wish they would have told you.
This is you do now.
I really wish they would have told you what place you finished, though.
What happened?
What place you finished in the voting. I wish they would have done that.
Yeah, all they did was keep it in ranks from voting or wherever, so, and that was just for nominations. They never showed you a place or anything like that, but there was a website I saw, like, maybe a month after the awards, that there were this guy that worked for the awards. He did, like, a post on every site that was nominated and shit.
Yeah?
He had some nice things to say about us.
Very nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
He said that it's not doing anything new, though. I was like, oh, ain't that a bitch? You think it's new? Throwback Tuesday's new. What are you talking about? Nah.
How are you not doing anything new?
As far as, like, I guess, different?
We're letting people vote for movies. We're not picking movies.
Filmsack probably does the same thing. That's why. Nah.
They're two fans.
Apparently the two fans voted like 20 times a day or something now. You could vote 20 times a day though, right? Or was it once a day?
I think it was 10.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I forgot, to be honest, but
don't worry, we'll get nominated again, don't worry.
Yeah, we better, man. I told you, man, it's gonna break my heart. Don't even get nominated. I mean, come on.
Well, we know one of our competition ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, it's all part of the plan. Yes.
Sorry, Corey and Martin.
Yes, all part of my plan. Yeah.
You're knocking out podcasts one by one.
Hey, they voted for us.
Good.
Apparently they vote didn't matter. So,
yeah. No, your plan of knocking out podcasts one by one is slowly in effect.
Gotta fucking win this year. That's all I know. Just gotta fucking win, man. Got to fucking win. That's all I'm talking about. Gotta win. I was doing heavy research on that shit the other day, just looking at it, watching videos, all kind of shit. Just while I was like, I'm determined, very determined for that.
Mm-hmm. It'll happen. So it'll happen. There's got to be other podcast awards besides this one.
The Stitcher Awards. There's another one too as well. I think the Stitcher Awards are harder though, if you ask me, but.
Probably because more people know that one.
That's neither here nor there, though. People, we're here on Throwback Tuesday. We're here to talk about a movie. We can talk about our business elsewhere, between me and Z, but we're here to talk about a movie. We're here to talk about Steven Spielberg. We're here to talk about Morgan Freeman. We're here to talk about Jamal Hansu. We're here to talk about Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. We're here to talk about Amistad. You know, Z, after watching this movie, I realized that there are two forms of Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And his two forms are, one of them is big blockbuster, blows your mind.
Yes.
Such as Jurassic Park. His second form of Steven Spielberg is boring trial courtrooms that please to trying to get an Oscar.
That's about right. This was his. It didn't get nominated either.
It didn't get nominated? I could have sworn it did.
No, the only nomination it got.
You know what? The movie didn't get nominated, but the
Hopkins did.
Actors and stuff like that got nominated. So, yeah,
Hopkins did. And this movie came. Houston became a. This was his breakout, wasn't it?
Who?
Damon Houston?
Jamal Hansu? If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
This was his breakout.
Yeah, this was his breakout. I feel so sorry for that, but yeah. No, I'm playing. Yeah, man, Spielberg, dude. I'm gonna tell you this right now. You need to stop making Oscar films. You need to just stick to making your big blockbusters. You seem to have a better shot at doing that. His fucking Oscar movies are boring.
This This was two.
I mean, this goes up there. This goes up there with Lincoln and War Horse and all of them, man. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Like, I keep forgetting War Horse was his.
Yeah, remember, that got nominated, too.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. That movie was fucking horrible, too.
This was... I don't know. This was just too...
Spielberg releases a movie around this time? Guaranteed nomination.
Yep. This was 2.5 hours of boringness. Well, there's some cool scenes on the ship at the beginning.
Yeah, I think whenever action scenes happen, whatever, those were cool. Some of the speeches that were given by Jamon Hansu. I got a problem. First of all, is I appreciate the fact Spielberg let them speak in their native tongue and all that, but motherfucker, put subtitles in there.
That's why I was watching this. I'm like. Do I have a foreign version of this movie somehow?
I said the same goddamn thing. I said maybe Z's having a better chance watching this because I was watching it on Amazon Prime, and I even put the subtitles in or whatever. I was watching it on my tablet and shit, and I just put the subtitles in. And every time these motherfuckers, at least for a good 40 minutes, and it goes on throughout the movie. Sometimes, like sometimes it'll show it, sometimes it won't. But the first 40 fucking minutes, these dudes are speaking in a an African dialect and shit, and there's no fucking subtitles. So I'm like. How the fuck am I supposed to know what they're talking about and know if they're talking about anything that's good or not?
It's true. Right at the beginning, right at the ship, those two guys were yelling. You're like, what's this, you know?
Shit, they could be yelling, I want some water for all I know. Shit, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I admire that a director can do something like that, but at the same time, I need to fucking understand what they're talking about. And this is, like Z said, it's a 2.5 hour film. And that shit is constantly going on between them. So I'm just like, okay, these Africans are on the film for almost a good 2.5 hours, and every time they speak, there might have been just 3 scenes where there was goddamn subtitles in it.
There could have been more. I mean, you had, like you said, 40 minutes at a beginning movie, even when it's like the French or whatever, Spanish.
Yeah.
They're talking about that, I'm like... Okay, I was like 40 minutes, and I haven't heard one English word. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Did you notice, now, I thought about this the whole way through the movie, too, and the whole argument in the courtroom was that, like, these Africans didn't come from Spain or anything like that. They're straight from Africa. Did you notice that these Spaniards were speaking Spanish to these Africans and that they were doing exactly what the Spaniards was telling them to do?
Yeah.
Almost as if they understood them?
Yeah. That's
why the fuck halfway through the film did that just drop?
Why did a lot of shit drop in this movie?
That shit stuck with me for the longest. So I was just like, so wait, man. At the beginning of the film, they understand them. So because I was just like, okay, maybe they are from Spain or something. They're Spaniard Africans or something like that. I guess because apparently they're speaking straight fluent Spanish to them and shit like that, and they understood them pretty perfectly to be doing what they're doing. And then halfway through the film, we find out they're not even from there. They were kidnapped from their tribe and taken in here. And now they're trying to pass them off as Spaniards and shit like that. Now, every time a Spanish man talks, they don't understand a damn thing they're saying. I'm just like, because Matthew McConaughey started doing it, and they were just looking at him like, what is he talking about? And I'm just like, wow, Spielberg.
Yeah, and then they brought an interpreter.
Oh, yeah, they brought the interpreter in.
Chicky out of... I can't pronounce his name.
Chiwetel.
Yeah, they brought him in. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Ejiofor, yeah. Wait, let's get into a plot synopsis before we jump, because I got some problems I'm already about to pull out of this film.
Amistad, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Morgan Freeman, Anthony Hopkins, Dijman Hunsu... Whatever.
Hansu.
Matthew McConaughey. Budget $36 million. Box office $44 million. And it's 1839. And we are in slaves from Africa storm back on this boat and kill a bunch of Spaniards. And there's a trial. Pretty much the whole movie about who owns the slaves and if they are from Africa or not.
Steven Spielberg must have did something in his life where he spent most of his life in a trial room or something like that. Because goddamn, dude, he ain't stopped making these fucking movies. Your trial movies are boring, Spielberg.
Except those few good men. Boring. Few Good Men was good.
I hated the fucking trial scenes in those, though.
This movie was, what, 65% of trial?
Yeah, just like Lincoln. Just like Lincoln. Lincoln was fucking boring, too. It was fucking boring. This is one of those movies where Spielberg, being a white director, obviously going for the Oscar with this film, he tried to push it with that limit of, I'm hitting a touchy subject. But instead of actually showing the actual subject of the whole slavery, racism, and shit like that, he just sticks it in a trial room and plays it safe.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Every now and then have some places that'll show you, like, oh, that's where they got taken. Oh, this person got killed. Oh, this or whatever. But then, like you said, it's almost 75 fucking percent of the goddamn movies in a fucking trial room listening to some Negroes speak some dialect and you can't even fucking tell what they're talking about, and some courtroom words that obviously the general audience don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail right on the head.
Fell asleep twice.
I watched this movie when I woke up today, because I know if I watched it when I was tired, I knew I was going to fall asleep. I knew it was going to be that kind of movie.
You know what? It was late when I probably watched it last night, and I was with you, and I was like, I should just watch it in the morning, but I was like, I might not even have time. It's a 2.5-hour film. I should just get it over with now, and I watched it last night, and I damn near fell asleep twice, dude. At the ending, when it got to the ending, and, you know, I was seeing him just go, looking in the sunlight and shit like that, I was just like, oh my God, Spielberg, when you make shit like this, this shit makes you look overrated.
This was, what, 3 years after Jurassic Park?
This came out in 97, right?
Yeah.
Did Jurassic Park come in 94?
I want to say 94, 93.
When did the second Jurassic Park come out?
The one people forget exists.
Yeah, yeah. The horrible one.
I'm looking.
It was around this time, wasn't it?
I want to say it was 97 or 98.
Yeah, I think it was 97.
97, yeah.
Oh, he must have had a bad year this year then.
97 wasn't his good year.
No, it was not his good year. He made the worst of the trilogy, and then he made this shit. Okay.
But he made up for it for Saving Private Ryan, so.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He did make up for that. God damn, man, this movie was so fucking boring. I mean, I think what saves it from being like utter shit is the acting in it.
Oh, especially Hopkins. Even though he had a minor role, like Matthew and Morgan had a much bigger role. And fucking Hopkins was on point. And I can't believe they made him look older than what he really was.
Yeah, at first I was like, well, that's kind of him today, 2014.
It is. It is, and he was John Quincy Adams' former president.
That whole role, though, I gotta admit, was kind of... I was getting confused by that role at first. It's just like, okay, he's just some old senile man that doesn't want to help, and then all of a sudden he just gets dragged into it after they're begging him over and over. I was like, so what? At what point made him join their cause? I didn't get that.
I think on... what was his name? Senjby?
Jamal Hansu?
Yeah. When his story, that's what made him.
What story, though? Because
his story of what happened?
That was before Anthony Hopkins was even involved.
Oh, well, shit, I don't know. This movie really ran together.
Anthony Hopkins didn't get involved until Matthew McConaughey wrote that letter, and then he balled it up, and then out of nowhere, when the courts decides to get a new judge and shit like that, that's when Anthony Hopkins shows up at the prison and whatever, and he's just like there, and I'm just like, so all of a sudden now, why are you defending him? Like, I don't get your cause here. It's like you've been a dick kind of the whole beginning of the, it's like you're supposed to be like this whole abolitionist and stuff like that, I abolish slavery and stuff, but now we're asking you for help to pick I forgot how many men it was. Probably, let's just say 50 men's lives here, and you're being a dick about it. You don't want to help, but all of a sudden now you just want to join in. It's like, okay, what was your motivation for doing that now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of funny that this is typical America, that the first trial, the judge said that the slaves were free, because they were from Africa, and then all of a sudden U.S. says, we're going to try them on our place.
That was some bullshit, it's like a motherfucker.
Well, this is a true story, which I had to look into it after.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah.
I'm like, that's typical America bullshit.
Oh, especially back then, man. Dude. And then, the funny thing was that the next trial they had at the Senate, he said 7 out of 9 of them were slave owners. That's like, Jesus Christ. Why don't you just go ahead and say, hey, you know what, you're fucked. That's why I liked Jamon Hansu's mindset of just saying, is that where we're going, where they're going to kill us?
Where would they have been killed?
They would have been taken into slavery. That's about it.
Yeah.
So probably, yeah. They, you know what, they probably would have killed them, yeah, to keep their fucking mouths shut.
Yeah. And here's a question. What was the point of Anna Paquin's character? She says, I have to take this serious role to work up for X-Men.
Yeah, oh, I didn't even notice she was in this, to be honest.
She was jumping on the bed at the end. I'm like...
She played Queen Isabella in here.
And is she like 13? No 13-year-old's gonna jump on a bed.
Yeah. I thought she was bad in here, I'm not gonna lie.
She didn't do shit. I don't think she said a word.
Accent sounded fucked up and shit.
I don't even think she talked.
She talked once, yeah.
Just once?
Yeah, just once, and the accent sounded bad. I was like, okay, they can stop that now.
Yeah, but McConaughey brought it. He was the shit in this movie, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't even know why Morgan Freeman got top bill in this movie, because he's just in the background.
What?
Right, this is definitely Matthew McConaughey and Jamon Hansu's movie.
Yeah, okay, they're about, how is Freeman, like, free? How is he just walking around and...
Because this was after the time where slavery was on the verge of getting abolished and shit like that, and he was, Anthony Hopkins was the one that told the story of Morgan Freeman's character, how he was a slave who became free.
Uh-huh.
So, it was one of those. That's why there was the whole trial was about, you can't imprison slave. You can't start slavery out of people that wasn't born into slavery. America has stupid fucking rules about it, pretty much. Just go ahead and catch
them. They do, and I don't think that even exists. If you're a fucking, if you're a slave, you're a slave.
Like, that didn't make any goddamn sense when I was just listening to that shit. I was just like, my God, man, was America really that fucked up back then? Like, oh, if you're born in Africa, then you're safe. But if you was born on a slave plantation or something like that, or in slavery, you're a slave. I'm just like, how can you sit up here and think that you're good men just because of that law right there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. Like, I don't know why, like, slavery is always... a back talk of America, like how people always try to forget about that. This never happened, or we're good men and shit like that. It's like, no, you imprisoned other people and made them work, and if they didn't, you thought these people were beneath you, and you beat them into things that do things that you damn sure didn't want to do, and you expect people just to get over, oh, well, it's all right or whatever. Especially with all the cop shit that's going on now and stuff. Sit up here and have a fucking court case about this, like, oh, we're civilized human beings or whatever. It's like, no, the fuck you ain't, because they showed those flashbacks in that story that Jamon Hansu was telling when he was standing up, and that's when he had the translator, and he was telling Chiwetel Ejiofor's character here, plays Nsing Kobe, which, by the way, Chiwetel Ejiofor looked young as fuck. I was looking at that, I was just like, oh, I finally get my Black Panther movie. Chiwetel Ejiofor is Black Panther, and Jamon Hansu is his father. I was like, oh.
This is a Marvel movie, though.
Yeah.
You had Hopkins.
Stellan Skarsgård.
You can throw in Anna Paquin.
Jamon Hansu.
Yeah, from Galaxy, the Guardian, or Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins, like you said.
Someone else was, too.
I'm trying to remember the cast. All-star cast, but too, by the way.
It was. It had a lot of people that you it's those guys, they'd be like, oh, I've seen him before type of guys.
Yeah, I think everyone in here is a great actor. And I'm not speaking for this movie alone. I'm speaking more for just their work and their credit and shit like that. Chiwetel Ejiofor, we know him to be a great actor. Stellan Skarsgård, we know him. Matthew McConaughey, obviously. I mean, that guy's been a Ross. Anthony Hopkins, used to be good. I don't know about nowadays. But
he's hit and miss. I think he just mails it in a lot.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't give a fuck no more. Jamon Hounsou. Man, awesome. When Jamon Hounsou's in a movie, dude, I don't give a shit if it's a piece of shit movie or a good movie. That dude lays it on thick as fuck, man. That dude, like, I don't know if you noticed the look in his face, but every time I look at his face in a movie, you could just see the level of intensity in his eyes.
He plays in a lot of his movies, like Gladiator and Blood Diamond. He's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, he's a great. I mean, speaking of a shitty movie, what was that movie that Never Back Down?
I like that movie.
That movie is shit, man. But even in that movie, that dude is like landed on thick when he was talking about his brother and all them and shit like that. He was like, for 7 years. So I was just like, damn, dude, you was acting your heart on us right now. I was like, and the best thing about his features is, man, he just displays intensity all over his face. I'm just like, dude, this ain't that kind of movie.
Dude,
I was just staring at him. I was like, man, this dude is landed on thick.
I have never seen him be bad.
No, I haven't either.
I mean, even like the shitty movies like Deep Rising, Biker Boys, The Baggage Island. Claim. The what?
Baggage Claim. He was in that shit last year came out.
The dude just...
And I was sad to see him that because he was the best thing of it. I was like, damn, this dude is... He telling it like it is. I was like, man, this dude is awesome.
Dude, he's not going to be like an A-list actor. I don't think he will. But his accent is really thick too. But he's got the chops. He's very underrated. He really is.
Do you think he'd never be an actor just because of his accent and color of his skin?
No, not skin. I just think his accent is very thick. I think something like this and something like Blood Diamond is probably the best he's gonna get. But when he was in Guardians, he was very good. I liked him in Guardians.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring up that Hollywood race shit on this one. I think it's because of the color of his skin. I think he's too fucking dark or whatever. When was the last time you seen a dark male be a Hollywood A-lister?
Dark male? Elba.
Elba's not dark. Elba's like my color, though.
Is he?
Yeah, I've seen this dude in person. He's not fucking dark.
Oh. Hmm. He looks dark.
Yeah, he does. I will give him that. He does look dark, especially in some of his latest movies, whatever. He's not that dark.
For some reason, a lot of black actors' names are escaping my head.
There is no dark actors. Especially no foreign dark actors at that. Come on now.
No, he is from Kenya or something like that, isn't he?
He's from Africa. He's from West Africa, I guess. Yeah. So yeah, you'll never see an A-lister from Africa.
What about Don Cheadle? Guaranteed.
Don Cheadle ain't from Africa.
Oh, I was talking dark.
Would you even consider Don Cheadle A-list though?
B+.
Do you see Don Cheadle getting roles left and right, like such as a Mark Wahlberg or something like that?
No, he's a B+ actor.
Exactly. Because when's the last time you seen him star as the main star, side co-star character?
When he was the star of a movie, I know it was one. He was like the star of it. He was like the Rain. No, Rain Over Me wasn't that. Traitor.
And when did that come out?
2008.
Exactly. That movie wasn't even a hit. Nobody remembers it. It's not even fucking character or whatever shit. He's not a fucking A-list actor. Mm. Hollywood don't make black people A-list actors unless you're light and pretty. A.K.A. Will Smith.
Denzel.
Denzel's not dark, so...
No, he's a white guy, really.
He's whatever we need him to be. Yeah. He can be Mexican, Asian, black, white.
His acting range is very far.
His acting range is way over that shit. Never, no, dark A-list actors don't exist. telling you that right now. Dark A-list actors do not exist. Jamon Hansu, you just said it right there. He's been in A-list fucking movies, A-list stars and directors and shit. Always the most forgettable thing about the movie.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I really wanted to see more of that other guy that he was fighting with on the boat. I don't know his name.
Oh, the one that got all of Jesus with the Bible and shit?
Yeah, I think it's Razik Adote.
Oh, the dude that played the... what was
the
name of the movie?
Yambi? Yeah. Yeah. Which, yeah, he stole that Bible.
He
stole the Bible.
Yeah, when he stole that Bible.
I gotta laugh on that, and I gotta laugh when McConaughey got punched.
I like how they tried to make it like, oh, Christians thought this was wrong and shit like that. Like, Christians was the main ones that was burning Negroes back then. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Christians was the main ones talking about being black was a sin. So, Spielberg, if you don't get that shit out of this fucking movie, that shit was getting preachy as well. I was just like, oh my God, get the fuck out of here with that, Spielberg. I know you're trying to base your religious beliefs and shit in this movie by like, oh, we tried to help the Negroes and stuff like that, man. Y'all was the main ones talking that shit that, oh, if you're black or whatever, you're going to hell, you're an automatic sinner. It's like, y'all get the fuck out of here with that shit.
You know what's funny? That McConaughey, which we pretty much say he was the main role, technically, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. He was in the most.
This is pretty much his biggest movie to date. Because he was in a lot of shit beforehand, before this.
He was
pretty much a no-namer.
And the thing is, do you even remember? I think Matthew McConaughey kind of got overlooked in this film as well.
He did, because I clearly forgot he was in this.
Yeah, I did too, to be honest. And then seeing him on screen, I was like, why nobody, every time I hear about this movie, why nobody ever brings him up about this or whatever? And I go like, oh, because he's overlooked. And then you notice at the end of the film, towards like the last hour, once Anthony Hopkins jump on board, Matthew McConaughey just in the background now.
Mm-hmm. Because they gotta give Hopkins time to shine. And I'm not going to lie, Hopkins' speech at the end was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great speech.
No doubt about it. I think Matthew McConaughey was better.
Yeah, he was better. Hopkins just pretty much, that was his scene. That was his scene right there. Mm-hmm. But McConaughey, pretty much the first hour and a half was, well, probably about 40 minutes to an hour and a half was all him.
Yeah, it's almost damn near 2 hours and shit. He didn't stop until they put him in the background once he found out there was going to be a second trial and shit like that. You know, nobody wanted to talk to him. I loved that scene when he was with Jamon Hansu in the prison saying, you're my only client. Because look at that. And then he brought all those letters talking about death threats and shit. If he wanted to hang him and all that or whatever.
Yeah.
How he brought the doll and stuck a rope over his head and shit. He's like, that's what they want to do to me right now.
And where was that at? That was in England, right?
I'm not sure where the setting of this took place, to be honest. I thought it was in America, but there were times when they said that this would be settled in American grounds. I was like, well, where the fuck are they then? And you said England, too. I'm thinking that as well, but I never saw no English flag. I didn't see any of that shit. I'm just like, there was no British people in them scenes at all.
Well, it had to have been somewhere close, because Freeman did talk to Hopkins' character during the first court scene, and then the next scene he's at the courthouse, so it had to have been close.
I don't know where the fuck they were, but nobody in here had a fucking British accent, so...
No.
They weren't even fucking trying if this was supposed to be in the UK or whatever.
No, but that opening scene and that scene on the boat where those guys are getting whipped...
That was the best scene in the movie.
That seriously took me back. That was like, took me back to watching 12 Years. But it was this one. This one's more bloody, though. Those guys were just covered in blood.
Yeah, and I'm here to say this, that this movie ain't got shit on 12 Years.
It doesn't. Slave. It doesn't.
Not even fucking hold a candle to 12 Years a Slave. This is 12 Years a Slave for your granddaddy.
You're right. This is a movie for adults.
Like, really old adults, though.
this is for Spielberg's age. Spielberg made this movie.
Yeah, this is Spielberg.
Made this movie for his parents.
Yeah, he did, because every time I go see a Spielberg film like this now, which was War Horse or Lincoln or something like that, it's nothing but people that could be my grandparents in those theaters now. It's nothing, whatever. It's just all that.
So, yeah,
and all this... Lincoln, fucking old lady next to me was crying and apologizing to me and shit like that. I was like, what are you crying about? You got a damn thing to cry about from this movie.
I cried when Vin Diesel died. Not joking.
He never died. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm not a big Spielberg fan, really.
I'm not neither. I've come to, at first I was, and then I come to the realization, starting in the 2000s, moving my way up, I'm not his fan base that comes out there. You know, every director has their fan base. Lately, especially for the past 5 years now, I'm starting to think he's kind of overrated.
I'm looking at all of his movies from the 2000s. The only movie that I seen that he directed that I liked was Minority Report. And Catch Me If You Can.
Which one was that
again? Minority Report. That was the one with, Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise and shit like that. Yeah, that was the cool one.
Yeah, and he said he did. I also Catch Me If You Can with Tom Hanks and Leo.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
But I think he makes more shit in our eyes than good movies.
Yeah. I would agree with that, too.
Because...
You can't make a Jurassic Park all the time now.
No. And you're not going to touch that first one.
No. I don't think that... touching that first one is impossible to do. I don't even think you should attempt to try to touch that first one.
No.
I mean, well, he tried in the second one, and look how that went.
Yeah, but now he's doing a lot of period pieces now. Lincoln.
I wish he'd fucking stop, because he sucks at it.
I think he does more producing than directing nowadays, because I see his name is on fucking Transformers.
Yeah, he does a lot more producing these days, and he only directs like one movie a year, and it's usually around this time of year, just so he can get an Oscar nod or something like that, because he's guaranteed to get one. It's just, that's just how it's going to go, and I'm here to say that dude's Oscar movies suck. His period pieces are fucking boring, dude.
What do you think his best one was? Schindler's List?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, Schindler's List.
Yeah. I mean, he fucking remade Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Personally, I think he should stick with the bigger blockbusters.
He should. I mean, he hasn't done one since Indiana Jones.
Yeah, yeah, and even that one, I think he should have stayed away from that personally. Period.
Okay, get rid of that one, then go to War of the Worlds.
I'm not an Indiana Jones fan, but I can tell that movie sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I if it wasn't for like stuff like E.T., Jurassic Park, stuff like that, I think he's 100% overrated.
Oh yeah. Because you heard what he said about Transformers, right? Michael Bay is the only one that can ever direct a Transformers film. It's like, why would you say a statement like that? What?
Well, that's his buddy.
I didn't know Michael Bay had buddies, to be honest.
Well, him and Bruckheimer were buddies, and they, you know, they're not no more, but...
Yeah, because he probably fucked Bruckheimer over a couple of times, but, you know, yeah. Neither here nor there.
No, but this was, what, 1890-something?
Yeah, 1893.
It's just, wow, I wonder, you can't really make anything exciting back from then for the plot. So I can see, but goddamn, stay out of the courtroom. Seriously.
You know, what's funny about this movie is it's 2.5 hours fucking long, and I have not a goddamn thing to say about it.
No, it's not. I'm not going to lie. I zoned out a lot watching this movie.
Once it got to that last hour, I was zoning out. I was just like, you could have just ended this shit by now, whatever. Because it looked like it had so many opportunities to end that film, whatever. And then it almost felt like still Spielberg kept saying it wasn't gratifying enough, because nothing in here was gratifying. Like, the basic plot element up here is just boring. There's nothing entertaining about this all. And he can go ahead and say, oh, I wasn't meant to be an entertaining film, whatever. I was meant to be an educational one. Then, nigga, make a goddamn documentary, man. Don't nobody want to watch this shit. Don't nobody want to watch this shit. Now, I'm not saying the movie has to be gruesome and shit like that, but going the 12 Years of Slave route, that movie is heartwarming, generally entertaining in some parts, I guess, inspirational, and has all the necessary means to be a full feature-length film. When you compare it to Amistad, Amistad looks like it's strictly taken from a textbook.
I wonder if this was a book.
I would not be shocked.
It is.
But Spielberg?
It is.
But I'm sure Spielberg had that court shit on his own trial, because that shit is something he does heavily today. He just loves putting shit in courtrooms today. I don't know what his problem is with courtrooms. And I'm not saying courtrooms can't be fun. I've seen four fun courtroom rooms, such as J. Edgar with Leonardo. Recently, the judge, even though there wasn't long court scenes or whatever, with Robert Downey Jr., but courtroom was cool in there and shit like that. Courtrooms are cool. Mm-hmm. But Spielberg courtroom scenes, I don't know what it is about it. It's because maybe it's because they're covering such a heavy subject. The fact that they're just a bunch of white men talking about it, who have no experience or relation to anything that what goes on with it. It's like, man, you guys don't even know what the fuck goes on or whatever. And half of you could give a shit less in here. The problem with something such as slavery or whatever, it should be more... Because you know, you hear a lot of people say, I can't watch stuff like that because it breaks my heart or something like that. You can switch that around by making it inspirational. And the problem with Spielberg, such as Lincoln in this film, is he's hitting those subjects, but there's nothing, not a goddamn thing inspirational about it. It's just hearing it straight out of a textbook of what he's talking about. And it's like, nobody gives a fuck about these terms, man.
This was like reading a book.
A very boring book.
Yeah, and this was, Spielberg, he started DreamWorks, right?
I have to go back on that one. I'm not 100% sure if he...
Because I'm looking at DreamWorks' movies. A lot of movies that he directed is on there.
Yeah.
But this was their second movie that they've done. And if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, their first four movies weren't that very successful.
Yeah, DreamWorks on the verge of going out of business in recent memory. Their movies haven't been doing too well, even still today.
No, they have one movie, maybe one movie a year that does really good. The other movies just suck.
They don't even have that no more.
True.
Yeah, they don't even have that no more. Yeah, even their animation side or whatever has been not doing too well. It's not making the money back. Even, and some of them are good. But they're just not making the profit back they need to make up for a couple of losses. They've been having, there was an article that came out earlier this year, they've been having losses with all of their films for the past 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are combined with Reliance now.
Mm-hmm. Problem I have with DreamWorks films, too, is even on the animation and live action, they all look the same. All look like they were shot by the same people. There's nothing different about it. Even the animation-wise, all the animations look the same. Nothing different about it.
One thing, animation,
but damn, it's a different fucking film. Take turn with it.
One thing I do have to give this credit for, the cinematography, especially at the very beginning, at the boat scene, was absolutely beautiful. With him picking the nail.
The cinematography, whenever they're not in a courtroom, looks great.
It did. I agree with you, but I just, that first shot with Houston at the beginning was just amazing shots. You don't know what the hell he's doing, but
pretty much everything that's not in the courtroom is great.
So
everything besides that is fucking boring.
So about 50 minutes of the movie.
Shit, 50? Damn, that's being generous. I was gonna say 25 minutes of it, but yeah.
I might as well just give my rating. This is just a middle stream. I can't say it's a fuck it, because the acting was so top notch.
The acting is what kept it alive. Actually, the problem with the acting though is they're given such dry material to work with.
What's cool is that McConaughey showed his charisma.
Yeah,
a little bit when he got hit that time. He showed a little bit of the McConaughey we know.
Or even when they first introduced him, when he was eating his food and shit like that, and he was having that conversation with him. I really like that scene.
Yeah. So it's just a stream. This is a once in a lifetime movie to watch. That's it.
And that's no lie, because it's 2.5 hours. So.
Yeah, it'll take months off your life.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I've given it a streaming as well. Like you said, the acting is great. Pretty much everything that was involved, more of the things that was involved with Jamon Hansu, I found to be more entertaining, or at least intriguing. We didn't go entertaining route. It was not entertaining at all, to be honest. His story is more intriguing, just especially when he was telling the story of how, you know, he ended up on La Amistad anyway in the first place and the whole Spanish stuff. All that was interesting. A lot of great actors in here. Morgan Freeman, don't even know why he's top billed because he doesn't really do a goddamn thing in here. Matter of fact, if anything, his character was just pointless and weak anyway. There really was no reason for him to even be in the film.
I think they just needed a black actor.
Chiwetel Ejiofor wasn't big enough at the time, so they just got let's get more agreement, okay?
This, I don't know if you're looking at the poster, but there's a quote. I'm trying to see who made the quote. It says, absolutely unforgettable.
Oh, I see that. Okay. Hold on. Maybe I can enlarge it. Hold on. I'm trying to see that, too. Who the fuck wrote that? Absolutely unforgettable. Shit, more like absolutely forgettable. Damn, I cannot see that for the life of me.
I can't either.
That quote is tiny as fuck. That dude didn't want his name to be put out there. That's why.
It's probably Ebert.
Absolutely unforgettable, man. That's a hard question to say there, man, because, I thought the movie was everything and forgettable. I mean, like you said, the only thing that kept up was just these stars. I mean, this is, this goes back to, and a lot of directors do this, too. They get a lot of stars in their films. Quentin Tarantino is one of them. Get a lot of big-name stars in their films and shit like that, and people think that director is just amazing. But this is like, man, these actors were already good before they even signed up for this movie and shit like that. And these actors deserve more credit than that director does, because he didn't do a goddamn thing to bring this out of them. Shit, we already knew. Like people were saying about Interstellar with Nolan and Matthew McConaughey. It's just like, you do realize Matthew McConaughey has 3 good years of movies on his belt. It wasn't Nolan that brought this acting out of him. Come on now.
Yeah, and he won the award before I think he even started filming that movie.
Thank you. Yeah, this dude's been on a fucking roll way before then. So to say that Nolan brought out his ass, no. If anything, Nolan made his performance look. I mean, well, his acting just looked a little weak. I'm gonna be honest. Something that wasn't that good.
I mean, did you feel anything for the slaves when they won?
No.
I would have if I knew what the hell they were saying, I probably would have.
Yeah, probably. And I know somebody's probably saying, oh, you shouldn't have to understand what they say. Their actions should show you. It's like, they ain't giving no actions doing this fucking movie and sit with chains on them. It's just like, I don't know. I don't give a shit about it. I mean, and I remember someone said, just like any slave movie, I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't like this slave movie at all, whatever. It's not the fact that it's slavery or anything like that. You have to make me feel for these people. And I already know that they're in slavery. That's not enough, though. You have to give me something else to back them up on why I care. And like you said, once they got free, man, I was just like, I was more of, I'm glad this is just over.
Yeah, I mean, the movie is forgettable because you forget about it after every half hour. You forget what happened.
Yeah, it's not interesting at all.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over. It really
even,
is.
Even when it was like, oh, we got to go through another trial, it's just like, oh, dear God, we got to do this over again.
And you're thinking, God damn, it's another hour of the movie.
I'm like, serious, man? I was like, dude. You know what would have been a more interesting film is they would have got off on that first trial, and then people would have been trying to hunt them down.
That would have made it interesting.
At least put some suspense in there or something. Like, there's no suspense building up. And Spielberg's probably questioning, well, the suspense is, will they get free or not? It's like, no. Because that suspense of, oh, we're going to get this judge that's going to stick up for us, whatever. Did you ever once get an inkling that he was going to be, crooked?
No.
No, there was, no suspense build-up, that guy was crooked, or he was going to favor the Spaniards or anything like that or whatever. They didn't even show his face that much. They barely show him doing just talking every now and then, and then he would just be like, oh, well, they're innocent. It's just like, and then all the Spaniards and all get mad, and they're just like, oh, you'll regret this. And he's just like looking like, well, what'd you expect from me? And I was just like, what was the whole point of that then?
What was the point of them switching the first judge?
Just because they wanted to get a judge on their side or something like that. They wanted the judge on their side because this judge, after hearing the story and finding the proof of the book that Matthew McConaughey found on the boat and shit like that, they were just getting a new judge just to throw that judge out. Because and they threw out the jury as well.
No.
And that's the thing, too. It's like, okay, well, this new judge, you're thinking like this is supposed to add suspense to it now because he's going to be on their side. Nope. Nothing added to it. I was just like, so what was the point of that then?
There's a lot of stuff you want to know what the point of it was.
Spielberg, you got lazy. That's what it was. You got lazy in this film. You got fucking lazy in this film, dude.
And you know what? He would probably put this movie over this and, like, Schindler's List over anything great he's done, like Jurassic Park or Jaws. Or, you know, he'll probably put this in.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like,
I agree completely. Yeah, I agree completely. Because they made such a big fucking deal about switching judges. Even Matthew McConaughey whipped the table over and shit. They made a huge deal about it. And nothing came out of it. It was no big deal. It was just a new judge, that's all. You just had to repeat what you said to the first judge of this guy.
Yeah.
And it all came out, worked well for him.
And we saw the same thing over again.
Yeah, they just found a new way to drag this fucking movie out longer. Just so we could see Anthony Hopkins in this scene now.
Absolutely, yeah, forgettable.
It's 2 hours, 2.5 hours of my time I'll never get back, but...
But I've never seen this. Have you seen that? You've seen this movie before. I haven't.
Yeah, I saw it before. I didn't care for it too much the first time I saw it. But I didn't think... I actually hate it more seeing it this time now that I'm a little older.
You're a dick. Take away my Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I am. I'm the biggest dick you'll ever see, man. I swear, I am the biggest dick. I thought that maybe it would have been better, but no, it's actually worse. The only thing that saves it from getting a fuck it actually is just the acting itself.
Yeah, I'm with, and the score was pretty good too.
I was so goddamn bored. I didn't even know.
No, some of the music, especially the end, was very powerful.
Oh, okay. I fell asleep and then woke up at the end. So, you know what? Yeah, it was very refreshing. I felt very refreshed when I woke up, so yes. Oh, Spielberg, man, this is like your fourth movie to put me asleep now. Spielberg has to have a record now of putting me asleep.
Has he got the most?
Yeah, he's got the most.
Interstellar almost put me to sleep.
Yeah, well, Interstellar only kept me up because I was just more baffled and dumbfounded, just like, what?
I'm with you.
What do you mean? We're the sentient beings that created time travel. Okay, now we're ended up in a bookshelf that just goes for miles and miles to only talk to Jessica Chastain. Wow, okay now. Yeah, after seeing that movie, I was like, you know what? I've heard people tell me this before, and I kind of agree with them now. I was like, Nolan, you're kind of pretentious in a way.
Yeah, that was like kind of like Nolan's Spielberg movie.
Yeah, that was his Zack Snyder moment.
he only gets one.
Yeah, that was his sucker punch.
So Nolan, step up your game.
I got a question for you, since we're about to get into questions in, because I hear a lot of people that criticize the movie, talks about the movie Interstellar and all that stuff, saying how bad this was, the bad that was, they like this part and stuff, but they keep saying that it's a well worth experience, and you should pay IMAX price to go see it. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay, then. I'm with you on that one. I don't get how a movie that has a lot of problems is worth paying $20+ for in theater. I don't get that.
It's not, because yes, the it looked amazing because I watched it on a computer. It looked amazing from my computer. But, no, the only time you really want to go see IMAX is, like, big action movies.
Inception,
stuff like that, yes. But, no.
Which I agree. I think the first hour of Interstellar, I thought it was great. I wouldn't even say it was, phenomenal or nothing like that. I thought it was great. I thought it was good. It kept me interested, and then after that, it just kind of got a little repetitive, too much exposition, got a little boring, and the next thing I know, it just fell right into stupid territory. A lot of people have been saying that as well, but they're saying it's quite the experience, you should go see it in theaters, definitely pay IMAX. I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable telling someone to go pay IMAX $20+ or something like that to see a movie that has faults with it and stupid as fuck, to be honest, at the end or whatever, just because the first hour is that good.
Yeah, it kind of made you feel stupid after watching it.
The show did make me feel stupid. my daughter's love for me is how she'll figure it out. It's like, what? What? That don't make any sense, Nolan. You don't do shit like that. That's not your forte. Who the fuck wrote that for Nolan?
His brother, probably.
I love how people be saying, oh, he kept cranking the music up whenever Michael Caine was talking. He did that on purpose because he didn't want Michael Caine to give away that stupid plot.
Is that why?
Yeah. Michael Caine was telling that stupid plot of, oh, I sent them up there and shit like that. That's why he cranked that music up. He's like, I don't want nobody to hear that.
Shit. I understand that now. Because people will be walking out.
I thought that shit was completely stupid. I'm not going to lie. Because I saw someone, I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday actually. He was saying that, yeah, I agree, man. It has some problems. But he was like, it's going on my best of list, though. And I was like, well, why? I don't guess. He's like, cause I think it's something that people should see. I was like, why do you think people should see it, though? That's what I'm trying to get. It's like this, the movie really doesn't give anything out there as far as, like, you know, telling some history or knowledge we should know or whatever. I mean, it's a sci-fi film, if anything. So it's like, it's not really giving you anything that you should know about as far as knowledge-wise. So why should people... This is the movie that people should go see. I don't get that.
Oh, it's right. And I mean, I was excited just because of the cast. But, But it was completely... The cast was, completely wasted here.
Especially Casey Affleck, man. I was like, what?
I forgot he was in the movie.
Man, that shit they did with him at the end. I was just like, what a minute. What? His character did an ultimate 420 in that movie. It's our father! And he just hugs her, and I was like, what? Oh, and Matt Damon was horrible.
Anne Hathaway was pointless. Jessica Chastain was pointless. And I like her a lot.
Gotta agree with you on that one. Anne Hathaway was kind of just whatever. I've seen her in much better films. As a matter of fact, I've seen her in bad films where she was better than that. I was just like, yeah. I really didn't see her point. Her point was just to add that love factor they talked about at the end. I was just like, wow, really? Okay.
I mean, she won an Academy Award, right?
Exactly. And then, like you said, Jessica Chastain does a great performance, but she's a great actress, so I expect that from her. But, like, really, when you get down to it, yeah, you're kind of right. Her role, they could have got anybody for that because she was kind of pointless, to be honest.
Yeah. And I don't... Fuck. That movie's forgettable, too. No, I would say the ending is not forgettable because it's a total, like, what the fuck?
You know? Yeah, that definitely goes on the top 10 list of what the fuck ending. Personally, I was talking to somebody. I was like, I think Nightcrawler is 20 times better film than this movie, man.
It was, because... Yeah, that's just me, all right? And that one didn't have a big director or, like, an all-star cast.
It barely had a cast, if anything, too.
Yeah, it was just Gyllenhaal, pretty much. Yeah, I think that thing...
Yeah,
did it even cost $10 million? Did it even cost $10 million?
I think it was $8
million. Was it $8?
Yeah, it was $8 million, and I think it went up to $10 because of the marketing. They spent $2 million on marketing or something like that.
Yeah, and... Yeah, that. I mean, besides take out Gyllenhaal, you don't have a cast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I brought that up because that wasn't on his list.
What? Did he see it?
Yeah, he saw it, too, and it wasn't on his list. I was kind of questioning
that. Who the fuck is this?
Why the fuck did Interstellar make...
Is this Cody?
Nah. I don't think Interstellar will come 20 times near his list.
No. That is. That wouldn't even be on my worst of. If Interstellar was on a list, that might be on my like. Interstellar might be number. Yeah, Interstellar might be on my worst. It would be my number 10 of worst.
I wouldn't even put it on my worst of, but it'd probably be on my disappointing.
Oh, it was. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, I expected better. I really did, because Nolan and sci-fi seem to go together like PB&J, but especially after in Inception, which I thought was really creative on his world and stuff like that. But so that was far and away. He got a lot of stuff right in Interstellar, but my God, man, what he got wrong with it, just got wrong. I mean, yeah,
shit. His wrongs overweighed the right.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, cause, yeah, you can show me some pretty lights and all that, but your story, man, got stupid as fuck at the end, dude. It did. Let's go ahead and get some questions and comments now.
All right.
Got one. I got one from Kirby Bradfield. He said, "I'm really a huge fan of this site's podcast, as well as with the layout on your website. Is this a paid theme, or did you customize it yourself? Either way, keep up the excellent podcast. It's rare to see a great website like this one nowadays." Well, thank you, Kirby.
Thank you. I had nothing to do with it, so.
It's and man, you work on these podcasts. We talk about you too, do it. It's not paid, but it is customized. So yeah, I guess it's customized. So yeah, I guess I kind of did customize it myself. But it's almost more of a template, and then just added with customizations to it. So
yeah, you put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, I was actually looking at some new themes and shit like that or whatever, and I was doing like running tests with them. My God, they looked horrible. I was like, I think I'm just gonna keep the one I got.
Isn't it hard to pick a good theme?
Dude, yeah, man. I was like, dude, what happened 2 years ago? This was easy. Man, it was yesterday for about 2 hours. I was just downloading themes and using visual live previews and shit like that. And my God, man, they look nothing like the preview that they showed me. Whatever. I was just like, ugh.
There's a thing, it's called page lines. You can actually move stuff around the way you want it.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much create your own theme or template.
I would have to do that, like, in the middle of the night where nobody's, like, well, not, I ain't gonna say nobody, because we got people overseas that look at it and shit like that, but people, not that many people are looking at the site, I guess, whatever shit, because that would probably take me a while to do. I'd have to put, like, a page under construction sign up or something.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that at all, whatever and shit, because, man, that, like I said, I have a lot of shit on the side of this, so to do all the moving and stuff like that would take a while. Probably take me a day.
Yeah.
Unless I could, like, because, like, what I do with this site, I drew it out on my whiteboard first before I had put it together. Unless I do something like that again where I just draw it out and see how I want it. But I like the way it is now. I mean, it's very easy to navigate through. That was the main thing I was looking at when I was looking at all these other templates, is like, what's the easiest to navigate through things and shit like that. And what I liked about the theme of this one, it is very easy to navigate. I mean, like the side scroller there, and then, you know, obviously the carousel, it just goes through it goes through five days, so it picks up, like, you know, obviously Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays or whatever, et cetera, Throwback Tuesday, Darkness, recaps and shit like that or whatever. So it goes through all of them right away, and then, you know, obviously you got the new stuff at the bottom. Then when you scroll down, you can click on the last previous 15 of them. Mm-hmm. And obviously when you go to, like, you know, spoiling hosts, podcasts, whatever, I love everything. That's just how organized it looks.
Yeah. It's very creative. You really hoard yourself with the Amazon. No, I'm joking.
Oh, hell yeah. Hoard it. Actually, you know what? I actually just bought something off that Amazon, because they had some good deals on it. If you go to the Amazon Best of the Year movie thing, whatever, they had some Blu-rays on there for like $9, some new ones and shit like that. I got an X-Men Days of Future Past off there. I didn't have it, but they had it for like $8.99 and shit. I was like, damn, I might as well just get it. So
was that a Black Friday thing?
No, I just got it yesterday, actually.
Oh, because Cyber Monday is tomorrow, and all these, because I'm looking at, like, Horrible Bosses is $2.99.
So yeah, people, go to the moviesfilmpodcast.com, of course, click on my new Amazon ad, just add it on there, which says Best of the Year. It's right at the top of Can't Miss It. They got, like, Blu-rays on sale and shit like that. You can get a couple of them, like, a lot of new ones, too, for, like, real cheap, dirt cheap.
I'm looking at the little thing that says Amazon Weekly Picks.
Yeah.
If anyone spends $23 on As Above, So, or whatever that movie's called, you're an idiot.
Anybody spends that on that, especially that, especially when you can instant stream it for $1.99.
Exactly.
I don't even know if anybody would want to see that anyway, though, personally, but...
I tried watching it, but I'm like, this movie is stupid, I'm turning it off.
Yeah. I mean, it will piss me off about that movie is finally saw a horror movie where they take you to hell and they don't show you a damn thing. I was just like, wow, okay. What was the point of saying you're going to hell then?
I don't know.
They were like, we've descended 10,000 feet even below her. You are now entering the gates of hell. And they were just like, holy shit, dude, does it really say that? It was like, yeah. Then you see this fire blazes up and shit. And I was thinking like, oh shit, this movie's about to get deep, dude. And then you just see a dude in a chair. You see Trayvon Martin sitting in a chair with a hoodie on. And you're just like, is that supposed to be the devil? What? Oh, man, this is bullshit, dude. I was such a pain in the ass. They made such a big deal about it, and then not to show you a damn thing. I was just like, man, whatever. And I was like, finally saw a horror movie where they take you to hell. Like, literally, because, you know, you hear all these horror movies talk about that. Like, oh, we'll take your soul to hell and shit like this. Require your soul. This demon came from hell. They never talk about hell that much or something like that. To actually go there now, you've descended there, that's a huge deal to me. I'm like, oh, shit. No, they could have just did a cheap thing and just stuck that devil from the Pick of Destiny from fucking.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Insidious.
No, shit, they could have did that. I'd have been like, oh, at least it's something. Shit, but that, they could have took Tenacious D, the Pick of Destiny devil, and stuck him down there, and I'd have been happy with it. I'd be like, damn, something with it. Shit.
Yeah, I couldn't get through 10 minutes of that movie.
Boring at the first 10 minutes. Where are we? Rodrigo, he says, what did you guys think of the Star Wars teaser, seeing how you guys really aren't fans of the franchise?
That was a teaser.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking me my opinion out of it, and I'm like, I don't really have an opinion about it, because I don't think that much was given away to talk about that much.
The story wasn't even given. I don't think any of the actors were given away. I heard Harrison Ford's voice, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, there was two actors obviously given away, which is the black actor who was from Attack the Block, who I hear is going to be the main character. And then I didn't even know this. Someone told me this. People don't think I'm some Star Wars enthusiast. Like, I know these characters or something like that. But the girl that was riding the speed bike or whatever, apparently she's supposed to be Princess Leia's daughter or something like that. So I'm not sure. But other than that, it was like really nothing given away. I mean, if anything I can talk about is I thought the cinematography of it looked beautiful.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's no lens flares.
J.J. Abrams said, fuck that lens flare shot. I know how to make Star Wars now. Whatever. That shot where you see the, I don't know what those things are called, the jets or whatever, and it was like multiples of them, and you see those mountains in the background with the water and shit like that. That shot looked beautiful. I was like, man.
Doesn't that come out next year?
Yeah, next December.
That's very early for a teaser.
Just a teaser, though. I'm sure they'll probably release a trailer like sometime next spring or something like that.
I mean, Jurassic Park's trailer, what'd you think of that one?
Once again, not a lot really given away.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't really get too much. What I did like about it, though, is they didn't show this new dinosaur that they created.
Yeah, and I'm not getting my hopes up, because after seeing Jurassic Park 3, I got my hopes up, and I'm like, eh. So,
shit, 2 and 3, for that matter.
Yeah, so, kind of curious. I mean, I did not know. I thought that was Jessica Chastain. I had no idea.
I was Bryce.
I'm like, oh my god, Jessica's in this movie. And then it was like Bryce Dallas Howard. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
We got fucking Star-Lord in it?
Yeah. I heard a lot of people complaining of this and Star Wars. Jurassic Park and Star Wars. They were complaining about the CG. Oh, it's too much CG. And I was just like, what'd you expect?
Yeah, it's not like they're going to have a real dinosaur coming out of the water eating that shark.
Yeah, like, like the practical effects, that shit cost too much. Why would you go that way and shit? Like people complaining about that. I was just like, did you really think they were gonna? Okay, whatever.
And at least those dinosaurs looked. The dinosaurs looked better in that one than they did in Transformers.
I mean, the teaser and the trailer I saw for both of them, I thought that CG didn't bother me at all. Did you get any problems with the CG watching it?
No, neither one of them.
No, I didn't find a problem with that at all, actually. I just saw a lot of stuff going on that I couldn't put together as a what was going on. I mean, like Star Wars was, it was just a teaser. I mean, there was nothing really shown. I mean, I saw the fan art photo posters, though. The fan art posters look cool as fuck, dude, for the Star Wars.
Yeah,
man, they took it back to some of those old school ones, like that Guardians of the Galaxy one I showed you, that one on my wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them yet.
The fan art, dude, looked really fucking cool, man. I was like, yeah, man, I love these. I'm starting to like posters a lot more lately with movies now, you know. The fan art posters, at least, they look really cool. Creative as fuck, too.
There's already, like, someone already made a Legos trailer for Star Wars.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, what'd you think about the lightsaber? Everybody keeps asking me about that as well. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, not losing my shit over it or nothing like that, but it's cool. Yeah.
And realistically, I really don't know if I'll go see it.
Oh, you're not going to go see it?
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I think you'll go see it, though, anyway.
I'm not going to go kill myself to see it. I'm not going to see it, yeah, obviously. I'm not going to be one of those nerds opening night. I'm not going to see it.
I will say this. I'm with you. I'm not a Star Wars fan or whatever. I am excited about this one, though.
Just because it's J.J. Abrams?
Not necessarily just because it's J.J. Abrams or whatever. It's just, you know, I think Star Wars can be cool. I think the story could be better. So far, and plus, you know, with the effects we have today, I think they can make it look 20 times cooler and better and shit like that. Obviously, Disney's behind it. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of Disney, especially after the last space movie, which was Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that power of Disney in hand, too, they can make it fun and entertaining personally.
Yeah, we'll just gotta see until next December.
It's nice that we get a black lead as well. That's pretty cool, I think. I'm curious to see how the... because I've seen all the movies, whatever. I'm just not interested in them. I'm curious to see how the Empire Returns and all that shit, how they're going to interpret all these other old characters back into the film and stuff like that. I'm curious about the story and stuff like that. I am, this is probably the most excited I am to see the film. And seeing the teaser actually gratified what I was talking about, that it's going to look fucking gorgeous. I already know that personally. And seeing that teaser, I was like, yeah, it looked beautiful. I was like, hands down, it might be one of the most beautiful films of next year.
What kind of money is Disney putting into this movie?
Shit, probably about the same. They put in Guardians, maybe about like 170.
Because it's their franchise now?
Yeah. I went to a... Earlier, I was telling you I was with the wife or whatever. We went to a Disney store. Man, I fucking hate that Disney store. I'll tell you right, dude. You know, and you know why? Because I can't fit none of the shit that's in there. It's for kids. They make that shit for... Man, they had a Captain America helmet in there and shit like that. I was like, man, fuck this store, dude. And it looked cool, too. It didn't look like no cheap plastic shit, either. Like, that you get at Toys R Us or something like that. It would look like a cool, authentic, kid-sized helmet.
And one of you guys was like $40.
I didn't see the price on it. Didn't give a shit, either, personally. Because I would have bought that shit had it been able to fit me. And then they had a fucking... Star-Lord costume, too. The jacket looked badass. I was like, man, I wish I had a kid right now.
What would you, if you bought the Captain America mask, why would you wear it?
Because I want to.
Are you gonna walk around your neighborhood with thinking you're Captain America?
Yes. With the shield and everything. Oh, I can't take it.
You might as well just buy a Falcon.
Man, they had the whole Star-Lord costume there and shit like that. It looked bad. I was like, man, this costume looks good. It doesn't look like one of those cheap, like, you know, some of those kid costumes, they got, like, the fake muscle shit on there and stuff like that. They didn't have none of that shit. It looked like a really authentic children's cosplay costume, whatever. I was like, that looks really fucking good. I was telling the wife, I was like, man, get me the fuck out of this store. This store is depressing.
Did they have the dancing Groot tree?
Yes, they did.
I want to get one of those.
They even had the Baymax action figures and shit like that or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was really fucking cool in there. That was probably one of the first times I've been in there in like years and shit like that. And I even saw, like, they even had a Spider-Man costume that looked really good, too. I was like, their costumes look like on point, dude. And I was like, man, their costumes look really good.
The Disney store is selling Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, obviously they own Spider-Man. They just don't own the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They own all the other properties of it, comic books and shit like that. Whatever. They just don't own the movies, license or whatever. Costume looked really good, too, because they had, like, that darker color. It wasn't, like, bright as fuck. It looked like the darker Tobey Maguire one from Spider-Man 2 and shit.
I just wish I would have saw you with the Captain America
helmet. You should have saw me with the shield in the hand. I was like, yeah, I told the wife, throw something at me.
Was that kid size too?
Yeah, all the kids was looking at me. It was like, mommy, that man is.
Shut up.
I was picking up kids and throwing them across the room and shit.
Like Captain America. Like, Captain America would do that too.
Yeah, that's what Captain America would do, man. I was jealous, dude. I was pissed, dude. I was like, you know, adults, we gotta look hard for adult costumes like this and shit like that for Halloween or whatever. I mean, like, kids, they go right to the fucking Disney store. There's an authentic costume right there.
Kids got it made now.
Yeah, little fuckers.
Bitch.
I really got mad. I walked out mad. I was like, eh, whatever.
And then you punched the little kid as you walked by. Fuck you.
Yeah, I just pushed him out the way. Get the fuck out of my way, you little bastard. Shit. I got one more question from Holly. She says, do you guys know any movie? Says, do you guys know any movie that compares to the visual and sound effect of this film? She's talking about Tron Legacy. I think it's definitely one of a kind. Just the same, the story wasn't all there.
That's a thinker.
Yeah, it is a thinker, because Tron Legacy, man, that did have some creative visual effects, and the score, it definitely was very rare you see a score that, like, fits the theme of the visual aspects of it like that. I mean, we've gotten good scores, obviously, with a lot of films and shit like that. I mean, obviously, like, you know, off the top of my head, Rush had a great score to it and stuff like that. But, you know, there was something about Tron Legacy's score that just fit the visual aspect of it very well.
So a movie that's visually and sounds, but a bad story? Or just is she talking about Tron?
No, she's just saying, do you know any other movie that compares visually and with the sound aspect of this film?
Shit.
I don't really think too much about, like, scores that, like, fit scenes as well. You know what? There was it wasn't a score, though. It was a song, though, in The Equalizer. Zach Dempsey, I think, played that song Vengeance when it started raining in the store or the water sprinklers came on.
Oh, at the end fight.
Yeah, the end fight, that song came on, and he's just staring at that guy, he just hung and shit like that. That song kicked in, I was like, that's pretty badass. I mean, that's not on the level of Tron, though. I mean, Tron was, like, visually and sounding.
I would say Inception, because all the music was perfect. Mm-hmm. But that's too easy. That's way too easy.
Yeah, it's way easy.
You know,
Tron is one of the kind as far as visually looks.
It is, and surprisingly, I don't think we're gonna see that again. Because people are just gonna say it's a ripoff of Tron.
What was that?
I don't think we're gonna see something like that again.
No.
Because that was a lot of money they spent. I'm gonna say sound wise, Guardians.
I don't think it was that much money.
No.
That's not a lot of money. No, come on, look at the world. Come on now.
It was Disney, too.
I've seen movies cost more than that. Man, it still cost more than that. That world looked nothing like that.
Because the world was just a fucking destruction, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Shit. Just ruins and shit like that. There's been movies that cost way more than Tron or whatever. And Tron easily showed that it was worth the money. You couldn't do Tron cheaper.
No.
So, I don't think that was a lot of money. I think it was right on par. No way that movie done cheaper.
I'm gonna throw in Guardian because the music for that soundtrack
was yeah, that's a good one.
That was really good music for that movie.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that one. Yeah, that was a good one. And that was the thing. I was like, the soundtrack was amazing before the movie came out. And I was just like, how's that soundtrack gonna fit with this movie?
And it did.
That was one of the few space movies I've seen in a while where I was like, this is beautiful. Like, this is the most beautiful space movie I've seen in God knows how long.
It's hard because a lot of movies just have score and they don't have lyrics. But Tron was all Daft Punk, right?
Tron doesn't have lyrics.
No, because it was all Daft Punk, right? That was all their music.
Yeah.
So
Daft Punk does put lyrics in their music though. There's not a lot of lyrics. There's no lyrics in the score for Tron. I gotta agree with you on this one, Holly. I think Tron is one of a kind. I don't think anything compares to its visually and sound aspect or whatever. I don't think there's a film out there, personally, for me, that matches up visually, as far as visually stunning and the sound effect going with it as well. I think Tron is one of a kind on that.
It
like
is.
You said, it's just a shame that the story wasn't there with all that.
And the acting.
Well, that's a fucking given. I mean, that's a fucking given. I mean,
when you have,
might be just worse than the story, to be honest.
When you have Taylor Kitsch 2.0.
Stick Matthew McConaughey on the head. See what happens.
All right.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me, Father, you've been gone for this long, and you ain't never called a ring?
He was
in Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde comes on, he's like, all right, I see why you staying now,
He was in The Bookcase. Nolan should do a Tron movie. Don't you think? Nolan should do a Tron movie.
No, that's alright. He might complicate things.
He'll add a story. He'll add a very sick story to it.
Yeah, Tron was already boring. We don't need someone to make it confusing now, too. I mean, come on. That's alright, man. I'm good, Nolan. Sometimes you overcomplicate things. Sometimes he makes things a little harder than they need to be. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Even with some of his good films, which I admire, but sometimes it's like, yeah, it seems like you're going out of your way to overcomplicate things now. Just make a fucking story, put it together, and there you go, whatever. Sometimes people should just understand that simple is not always a bad thing.
It's not. It's, let's see, Memento is very simple, and he made it work.
You think that's simple?
The movie, I would say so. Compared to his other stuff, yeah.
Oh, good Interstellar. Well, shit, ain't nothing compared to Interstellar. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah, compared to his stuff, then yeah. I personally think Memento is one of his best films, to be honest. I thought that was, to do what he did in an hour and a half, as far as like all those repeats and feathers stuff, I thought that was pretty incredible, to be honest.
It was.
I gotta give him credit on that one. To do that in an hour and a half, that's pretty impressive right there. I don't know where he lost his goddamn mind and started going 2.5 hours plus for everything, but... Mm-hmm. I don't have time to see long-ass movies or wanting to be in theaters for 3 hours no more. Maybe back then, old P1, yeah, I'd kill for that kind of stuff. But nowadays, I don't want to see fucking 3-hour films, okay?
And nowadays, like, every movie is like 2 hours.
Yeah, and you got to question that on the part that, like, what 3-hour film has been fantastic? I mean, the track record of 3-hour films being great is, like, slim to none. I mean...
Like, the movie we just talked about, Amistad, they could have eliminated a whole hour.
Man, they could have took a whole hour off that goddamn film.
And it probably would have got the same rating.
Exactly. Even Harry Potter said, I'm not even going 3 hours. Come on now.
Well, the last Harry Potter seemed like it was a half hour because it went by so good.
Yeah, the pacing on it was so good, yeah. Even Harry Potter was just like, yeah, we have enough source material to go 3 hours, and even we ain't going to go 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, 3-hour movie. Titanic was 3 hours. Pearl Harbor was 3 hours. I want to say Armageddon was 2.5.
I think, yeah, you're right. I think it was like 220 or something like that.
Which, that's my... And fucking Transformers 4 was 3 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. my my 3-hour quota of the year. Oh, and The Hobbit that's coming out. How long is that movie?
Seven.
No, seven. That movie's 7 hours long. Great. Awesome. Cannot wait.
You got it's a day movie.
Oh, great. Awesome. You know, they got that shit in theaters. Oh, you can see all the previous films leading up to this. It's like, nobody wants to spend the whole day in the theater watching that shit.
Well, take your nap in the first one.
Oh, okay.
You know, just wake up in the second one, maybe drift off in the third hour.
Oh, Jesus.
Then wake up, you're up, you're refreshed for the part three.
Oh, man, that sounds like a lot of work. Just to see a fucking one movie, man.
Sean will be there to watch them all.
Oh, of course, Sean will be there, all the fucking Hollywood fans will be there and stuff like that. I really don't get the fans for that shit, but hey, that's neither here nor there, I guess. Well, people... Now, that is today's show, man. That has been another edition of Throwback Tuesday. This has been another episode. This has been another week. This has been episode 77. I'm the phenomenal one.
This is Z.
And we will catch you people next week on another edition of Throwback Tuesday. It's pissing time.
I can't end that. Yeah. Later.